Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And your hosts are Scott Dudley and yours truly, Maria Wyatt. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Got 25 minutes to get there by 8 o'clock, if that's important. Otherwise, you can sit back, enjoy us, and give us a call anytime, because the lady that we have for a guest today, actually, that's like taking calls.
Exactly. That's
right up her line of work. We're here with Mariana Vialas.
Oh, good job.
I got it. I'll hobble my way through this. And she is the lead advocate and
rape prevention coordinator
for the Sure Helpline. And the Sure Helpline is something that it's kind of like a shadow agency, because it's not really up in everybody's front and center. But when you get a real problem, Sure Helpline can be the place to get started. So we're going to talk today about Sure Helpline. We're going to talk about rape prevention coordination, and you know, kick back and enjoy it. It's going to be a great show. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning. Thank you for having us here and give the great opportunity to let the community know, you know, the services that we provide. And like you said, it's a shadow agency that sometimes people doesn't know it exists, but it does exist, and we're here to let you know about the agency and the services that we provide to the whole community here in the Imperial Valley.
That's right. So let's start. What kind of services does Sure Helpline provide to the community here in Imperial Valley?
We have two aspects of Sure Helpline Crisis Center. The first one will be the crisis intervention. And what we do, a lot of people doesn't understand exactly what Sure Helpline or crisis intervention is. I like to call it probably like the paramedics. Again, mm-hmm. because we are paraprofessionals. So what we do is everybody, when somebody has a call or has a crisis, and let me define a little bit of crisis, because a lot of people doesn't understand. Most people think a crisis is, you know, can be a murder, can mm-hmm. be, you know, something very traumatic. For a lot of people, you know, something so simple that they don't know what to do. Sometimes they don't have the resources available to them, or they don't know what to do. That, you know, becomes a crisis.
Well, so let's start with the basics. I mean, we got like food, clothing, and shelter. Those things like lots of your calls to Sure Helpline?
Yes, we have a lot, especially in the summertime. We have a lot of people that call, you know, because they need extra money for paying the utility bill.
Yeah, the electricity.
Uh-huh. And the thing that we do is we give information and referrals to those people. Like I said, we're like the paraprofessionals, we're like the paramedics. We get there and we attend to the immediate crisis, and then we lead them on to, you know, the professionals that are going to be the ones attending to their needs. Also, we do education, and we do a lot of presentations throughout the Imperial Valley, and we discuss different topics that can be alcohol, drugs, and we have our drug and alcohol specialist here, Antonio Martinez. And we do series of educational programs, and that's to aware people about the things that are happening here in the Imperial Valley. We do topics also like bullying. We do self-esteem. We do pretty much anything that comes to us.
There's a wide variety.
Exactly.
And I could use a little self-esteem. You want to sit down after the show?
Yeah, and then like I said, it's pretty much, you know, get the information around and let them know about the services available to them.
Do you do that for all age groups? Or?
Yes. Yes, we do, and all the presentations are accordingly to age, because I have sometimes people that say, you know what, well, I have a group of, you know, kindergartens, and I want a presentation of self-esteem or bullying, you know, but that is something that is very common mm-hmm. among children of that age, and I say, yes, you know. So all of our presentations are accordingly to age. We make sure that all the presentations have, you know, the topics, and like I said, it's the immediate response, what to do, not just, you know, the presentation and let them know, but what to do mm-hmm. and the resources available to them in case somebody has been, you know, a victim of, you know, any other kind of
You mean in case a kid gets bullied?
No.
That never happens.
It doesn't happen here, right? But yes, and like I said, we have a wide variety, you know, things that we can talk about. It's just depends on the agency. We mm-hmm. have a lot of sometimes at the CAP Council, they call us and they say, you know what, I need a presentation on drugs and on alcohol because we see that there's going on around here, so we go in.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXRadio.com.